like family.
Live from the DraftKings Sportsbook and Wild Rose Studio, this is Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO. And now on 106.3 FM. The PSAs you hear on Miller and Condon and iHeartMedia Des Moines are presented in part by NCMEC. We take care of our own. Now, here's Miller and Condon.
Condon, 1460 KXNO and 106.3 on the FM dial. As we've said for the last couple of days, if you love the Kansas City Chiefs, you have a chance to really love this hour. If you don't, well, there's always tomorrow's show. We are going to be joined momentarily by Adam Teicher. He's covered the Chiefs for decades. First the Kansas City Star, now for ESPN.com. And following Adam, we will get the voice of the Chiefs, who moved up his appearance from Friday to Thursday due to potential travel with the team, or dotting I's, crossing T's in preparation. But let's get our friend Adam Teicher in here. Adam, Trent, and Ken, thank you for coming on. How are you, Adam? Good to talk to you.
Good. Absolutely. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Appreciate you coming on here once again. Well, here we go. Let's just start, first of all, with how it's gone Super Bowl week for the media. I know that it's obviously clearly different, but do you guys feel that the NFL has provided the media across the country with access so they can promote this game as they normally would? I've watched it on the NFL Network. I think they've done a good job, but you're in the trenches. How have they done?
No, I think it's been fantastic. Given the circumstances, I think it's been fantastic. You know, I feel like I've been able to get done what I've needed to get done. There's so many people down there during Super Bowl week. For instance, last year in Miami, there were just so many people. It was tough to have a conversation with anybody because there were just so many people around. This is about as good as you could probably ask for under the circumstances. No complaints here. Matter of fact, I was going to mention something to one of the NFL guys that I know that I thought this was a pretty great week so far.
With that, what are your plans? Making your way down to Tampa? Is it covering from Kansas City? What is your plan? And just in general, what you're hearing for people that are on the beat, either your old newspaper, the Kansas City Star, or the like?
Yeah, I talked about it with my family, and I talked about it with my bosses, and there's just no reason for me to go. You know, it's just not a good, it's not a good time for me to be traveling right now, or really anybody probably to be traveling right now. We decided that I'm just going to stay at home. I can do my job about as well under the circumstances at home as I can going down to Tampa. There's really no advantage to being down there this year, unlike last year or any other year. So I think I'm going to sit this one out in terms of traveling. I mean, I'll be involved, obviously, but just from Kansas City. It'll be about 70 degrees colder here than it will be down there, but I'll have to survive somehow.
One of the bigger stories, and it really got caught fire yesterday, was the barber who tested positive right in the middle of a haircut with Kilgore. And I love the fact that the sense of humor that he obviously possesses to put that picture up on Twitter. But it could have been way worse, Adam, by the sounds of things that it was. I mean, mid-haircut, they stopped the barber who the Chiefs had brought in to freshen up the guys before they went to Super Bowl week. This could have been a massive, massive story.
Yeah, oh, no doubt about it. And, you hear about how careful the Chiefs are being and other teams as well. And I don't know how careful you are if you bring somebody in the week of the game, you know, or a week before the game. This is a real head scratcher to me how, I feel like the Chiefs have done a really good job with this. And then you hear this story and you're like, wow, this was almost a disaster. Speaking for myself, I probably would have waited for a haircut till after the game if I was playing for the Chiefs. But then I'm almost all bald, so maybe I just don't get it, you know?
A little bit different. Adam Teicher joining us from ESPN. Teicher, another concern you mentioned, Kilgore, is just the offensive line as a whole. And the tackle position continues to be a big question mark going into this game, minus Eric Fisher. Your thoughts, what schematically Kansas City is going to do, what they're going to come up with to combat a very good front from Tampa Bay and a continued patchwork offensive line for KC?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be an issue for the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like in 2 weeks, Andy Reid will figure something out there, but you know, they'll have to do a lot better than the Packers did when they played the Bucs in the NFC Championship game in adjusting to the pressure that the Bucs brought, because hey, if they let that happen, the Bucs will win the game. So, you know, here's the thing about the Chiefs on the offensive line. I mean, if you look at it a certain way, they're down to their backup offensive line here. You know, the reason I say that is they lost two guys before training camp even started. The two guys who would be playing for them now opted out for the season. And then they've lost three starters since then, both tackles and a starting guard. So the Chiefs are really, you know, they're really down to their backup offensive line. So, you know, I think it's been one of the underrated stories how that line is, they patched it up well enough for the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, some of that is certainly on Mahomes and his abilities. But, you know, I think the Chiefs have coached guys up and done a nice job and getting guys ready to go. And the other thing that's really surprising about all this is it's not like the Chiefs have spent a lot of resources on building an offensive line. You know, they've drafted one guy above the fourth round since 2016. That was this year. They drafted a kid in the third round, and he was the guy who opted out, so he wasn't even here. So they really haven't been spending much in terms of draft picks on offensive linemen, and they really haven't been spending a lot of money. They don't spend a lot in free agency on offensive linemen. So it's really remarkable what the Chiefs have been able to do, how they just don't spend resources on that line, but are getting a return on it. It's you know, they haven't been dominant. They haven't been great this year, but certainly good enough to get the Chiefs to the Super Bowl.
How much is there with Patrick Mahomes' toe? Is there more than they're letting on? What do you anticipate health-wise he will be? We know the concussion or the neck issue seemingly is behind him, but the toe, that thing can linger. I mean, it takes guys out of their ends careers. Deion Sanders, I don't think it was ever the same after his turf toe. I believe he's in Washington at the time. But is there anything there with Mahomes' toe, Adam?
Well, I mean, it's certainly something to keep an eye on. You know, he certainly played well enough with it in the Buffalo game a couple weeks ago. So, you know, using that as a guide, I think he's going to be fine. But you never know. I mean, these things can flare up and continue to be a problem. You're right. I mean, it's nothing to you know, overlook or just say, hey, it's fine. I mean, I think it is an issue, but he seems to be doing well with it. So, you know, we'll see if it impacts him much, if at all, during the game.
I was reading Bill Barnwell's preview at ESPN.com, and one thing he talked about defensively that Tampa might try to employ, something their division mate Atlanta did, and kind of like the old zone blitz that we saw of Dick LeBeau's teams with the Steelers and the Bengals, something very similar that Atlanta employed. Is that the best defensive performance you've seen against Kansas City the last couple of years, what Atlanta was able to do, and is that a game plan you think could work from a Tampa perspective?
Well, yeah, the Falcons did a great job. I mean, that was really, you know, they almost won the game. The Chiefs scored two touchdowns, one of them in the last 2 minutes of the game. Otherwise, you know, one touchdown for 58 minutes. So, yeah, they did a fantastic job, and Chiefs were really confused a lot of the day. I'm always a little bit, you know, wary of teams trying to copy what other teams have done, because if it were that simple, you know, why didn't Cleveland do it? Why didn't right. Buffalo do it? And you know, it's just not as easy to perfect those kind of things like just by saying it. I mean, it takes a lot of work and a lot of practice. Takes a lot of belief from the coaches running the system. So I don't know if it's just that easy to say, well, they can do what Atlanta did. But it's going to be easy to see, or interesting to see what the Bucs do come up with, because, you know, Tyreek Hill had that huge game, as you remember, the last time around. And, you know, the Bucs aren't going to let that happen again, but at what cost? You know, that's where I feel like the Chiefs are always going to get you, because they've got so much going for them. You know, if you take Hill away, you can, which they certainly can do if they want, then what do you do about Kelce? What do you do about Marcus Robinson? What do you do about Clyde Edwards-Helaire? I mean, there's Mecole Hardman. So, you know, the Chiefs have a lot going for them, and it's tough, particularly with Mahomes back there, it's tough to consistently pin all that stuff down and make sure everything's taken care of. So, it's certainly something the Bucs might try. Maybe they'll have some success with it, but I just don't feel like it's quite that easy.
Yeah, that last game, I thought it was headed towards a blowout, and then the strip sack happens instead of 24-something, a little life. And that was Tampa's last loss, if memory serves. They've run the table since then.
Yeah.
Adam, where I want to go with you, there was a sad note that we found out about yesterday, and you covered Marty Schottenheimer for his career with the Chiefs, and Alzheimer's is just a terrible disease. And Marty Schottenheimer, who meant a lot to that organization, is now, sadly, in hospital. Disappointing story anytime, but in particular on Super Bowl week.
Yeah, no doubt. That was very sad news. And, I'd heard that he wasn't doing really well even before this came up and now this. So, hoping for the best for him and for the Schottenheimer family, everybody around him, because a nice man. I enjoyed my time with him. It's been a while now, of
sure.
course, but I enjoyed that time. And I feel like, it's just a sad situation for sure.
Adam, what has it been throughout this football season in Kansas City? As you've been covering this team, for an NFL team, we've seen plenty of completely empty stadiums. Kansas City, from the get-go, they've had people inside the stands. It's different, no doubt, but how different has it been? And going through a pandemic like it is, how important this football team has been for Kansas City in general?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it has been something that everybody can kind of rally around and sort of be united by in a time where, you're not supposed to spend time with people. I guess I'm not maybe the best guy to ask because I just don't get out a whole lot anymore. It's basically working from home, getting out to, go for a run or walk the dog or whatever. And that's kind of my existence right now. So I'm probably not the best guy to ask. It just seems like you see more Chief stuff in front of people's houses, flags and banners and that kind of stuff. And maybe that's just the result of a team making another Super Bowl run. But maybe that's, people wanting to show their pride in their hometown team in their own way, that more people are doing that. So, it's just been a weird year all around. You're right. I mean, going to Arrowhead just hasn't been the same. Normally there's, a ton of cars in that parking lot walking the stadium, and now there's just a small amount. And inside, you'd be surprised how much noise 15,000 fans could make in that stadium. And they make a lot of noise. It's still loud, but it's not the same. And it's just been a different season, and one that hopefully by the next time around, we've knocked this thing down, and everything is back to normal, and people aren't dying and getting sick, and we can get back to the things that we know, right?
Here, here. Last thing for me. Why is Eric Bieniemy struggling to land the head coaching job? What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah.
The theories that are out there make no sense to me. The one that he's not a play caller. Well, teams know that about Eric Bieniemy. It's not like they go into the interview and learn, well, he's never called plays. I mean, they know that.
Right.
And if that's a box you have to have checked, then why are you bothering to interview him in the first place?
Yeah.
And why did you hire Matt Nagy and Doug Peterson before him when they didn't call plays either for the Chiefs? And so there's that. And you hear that he doesn't interview well. I don't know. I haven't heard that directly from anybody, so I don't know whether that's the case or not. But I find that hard to believe. I mean, he's a great communicator. Players will tell you that he's so detail-oriented that they know what to do. His players know what to do on every play in every situation, because he dots all the I's and crosses all the T's. So it's hard for me to believe that he doesn't communicate well. He doesn't come across well in an interview. So I really don't know what the situation is here. He's interviewed, I think, over the last 3 years now for something like 12, 13 jobs. That's getting close to half the league. So you feel like if his time hasn't come by now, I mean, is this train maybe passed him by? I mean, I don't know. Maybe next year will be the year, maybe even 2 years. Who knows? But, it is puzzling, and I don't have a good answer for you.
Really is a head scratcher. Adam, great stuff. Thanks for doing this. Glad you're staying safe and being prudent and continue to do so. And we will talk to you down the road. Thank you, Adam Teicher. Always appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. ESPN.com. He's their beat reporter for the Kansas City Chiefs. Long time on the Chiefs beat. Decades on the Kansas City beat. We will take a timeout after we do the $1,000 slam dunk. More Chiefs conversation coming up next.
With the voice
who apparently, within a couple of weeks, is going to be back in the Valley.
Oh, yes, he is.
And is going to be at the Knapp Center, apparently.
Oh, really?
I think he's got a Drake game on his agenda coming up in
a
couple of weeks.
Good. NBC tournament. And speaking officially of conference tournaments, Indianapolis is the destination for Big Ten. That just came down officially. A story from the Indianapolis Star a little while ago.
So, you're there through the weekend. Mm-hmm. Selection Sunday rolls around. Now, they've moved the dates.
Just a day back, though.
Okay, gotcha.
So do they
stay?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I would.
Because that's what everybody has to do. And if you're Drake, you win the conference tournament, you have an automatic bid, you're going to be asked to come in Friday or Saturday of that conference tournament week because they already secured the bid so they can go through testing, get them in quarantine as quickly as possible. Then the teams that will be coming in from the Big Ten, not playing till Sunday, ACC, they play, Sunday, I think?
Sunday, they're first.
Yeah, like 11 o'clock our time. Yep. Then the champion, they can get on the plane right away. You do have to wait for your automatic bid, though. Even if you're...
You know you're home free.
You're Baylor, but you lose in the championship game to Texas Tech. You have to wait until the bid actually comes before you can get on the plane and make your way to Indianapolis. Still, they're going to be there by Sunday night.
And there is a... certain number of miles that you have to be away. You have to bus if you're inside. Is it 200? I don't remember the exact number.
Well, whatever it is, Iowa is like 10 miles over. So
they get to fly?
So they do get to fly, yeah. Yes. Say it's 375 and they're 365 away or 385 away. So they do get to fly in. Let's hope that's not the case. Let's just hope they're playing on Sunday for a Big Ten tournament championship.
And maybe against Illinois, because I want to see more time. It's 11:22 and time for another $1,000 slam dunk. Text the keyword EASY to 200-200 right now. It's your chance at $1,000 EASY to 200-200.
You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest.
Papa John's of Central Iowa sponsors our next guest. He is the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, and he will join us on the other side. Miller and Condon on 1460 KXNO and 107.
Trent Condon here to let you know my good friends at Renter's Warehouse are in heavy demand right now in Des Moines for three reasons. One, the rental market is booming. People rent during uncertain times, and homes are getting leased fast. Two, with professional video marketing and self-showing technology, Renter's Warehouse meets all healthy and safety guidelines for our social distancing world. And three, with regulations changing so quickly, more people are learning that using an experienced property manager is far less stressful than trying to do everything yourself. Now is not the time to DIY or mess with inexperienced property managers. For a low, flat monthly fee, Renter's Warehouse will take the grunt work off your plate with no upfront fees and no paperwork or 3 a.m. maintenance calls. Plus, they can help you turn your part-time rental into a full-time cash flow machine. And if you're a real estate agent, they're offering cash payments for referrals. Go to renterswarehouse.com to book your free home rental price analysis today or call 515-528-4429. That's 515-528-4429. Renter's Warehouse Des Moines. You'll always...
And conditions apply.
Ken Miller, Trent Condon, Miller and Condon on 1460 KXNO. And now on 106.3 FM, this is KXNO.
Mahomes with Williams in at running back. They're going to fake the... They shovel it inside to Kelce, and he leaps and dives. Touchdown! Kansas City! A wrinkle! A new wrinkle to Kelce! Zeus drinks from the sweet nectar of the end zone on a shovel pass, and the Chiefs have their biggest lead of the game.
That play is unfair. That really and truly is. What a brilliant offensive mind Andy Reid is. That was the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. By the way, a Ray Gun t-shirt. Drake, same colors as Duke, but better basketball. And I bring that up because I hear our next guest has a Drake basketball game on his agenda coming up in the near future. How are you, Mitch Holtis? You're going to be in the Knapp Center, I'm hearing.
Yeah, are they going to be undefeated when I'm there? I mean, are
fingers crossed.
Run the table here? Is this the 76 Indiana Hoosiers? What do we got going here?
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, Darren DeVries has done an amazing job, right? The old applicant, Parkerburg Falcon, waiting for his chance to be a head coach, and has made the most of it. That team's legit.
Yep.
People, I mean, that saw it last year. So, yeah, heck yeah. But that time will come soon enough. I got some other urgent matters on the desk.
Indeed, you do. A Super Bowl with the Chiefs. But at the same time, I mean, we know your love for the Valley. You most years emcee the banquet. So it's kind of it's great that you're still, you know, covering the Chiefs, but at the same time, kind of a little pit in your stomach that you haven't been able to get back into the Valley and doing what you do on TV?
Truthfully, a little, but honestly, and I think D-Rock, Darren DeVries, and Coach Jacobson would understand,
sure,
what's going on here. I mean, to have back-to-back Super Bowls where, as a little kid, playing like with Len Dawson on the farm in Smith County, Kansas, thinking, what would it be like, particularly when you're 2-14, at the bottom of the ocean, going, man, could I ever do a Super Bowl? And now to get back-to-back opportunities is really kind of beyond imagination.
Mitch Holt is the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs as our guest. Well, let's get into the matchup, Mitch, and it's a juicy one. This Tampa defense, you guys saw them at the end of November. The game was trending towards a blowout with the until the strip sack happened, and Kansas City took care of business, and the Buccaneers have not lost since that game. But when you just cut through it, is it the trenches where games are won and lost? It's the old cliche. This Super Bowl, maybe that one rings truer than normal. Good defensive front up against a patchwork. Andy Reid loves them. They're tough as nails, he says. A bunch of scrappers. But at the same time, a patchwork offensive line against a good defensive front.
Yeah, and I think you're going to – I think some of the non-discussion has been when you turn the cannon around, because you can turn the cannon around in this discussion because Tampa Bay is missing their right guard. And their offensive line against the Chiefs' defensive line could also determine the game, particularly when you can pressure Tom Brady. I mean, Brady, when he's been pressured 10 times or more, is 3-5. Less than 10, he's 11-0. The Chiefs pressured him 11 times in November. So that's you capture the cannon and you turn it on the opponent. Now, to your point, though, I almost wish you could have Von Miller on, and I don't say that in jest. I know you're a Bronco fan, but Von would tell you, if you had Von on, he would tell you about Andy Reid and how he blocks you without blocking you. Mm-hmm. And Von could attest to this in the fact that, and Shaq Barrett's seen it when he was a Bronco, meaning there's so many shifts and motions. The Chiefs, 67% of the time, are using shifts and motions. Or they run the jet action. They've run it more in the jet action. Think of jet sweep, flip pass, Next Gen Stats calls it. They've got a category for it, but the Chiefs run that almost double the amount of anybody in the league. So why do I tell you that? They're saying that they'll block you without blocking you. They keep you frozen. If you go up the field undisciplined and just go, I'm going to go get Mahomes and crush him, then the ball's out the gate and in your back 20 yards. So there's some measures, countermeasures here that is at work for the Chiefs against and trying to mitigate that outstanding Tampa Bay front.
And just to back up your point on Von Miller, I don't think there's been a team that has done a more effective job against Von Miller, and Mitchell Schwartz has owned him at the right tackle position. We know he's not going to play this week. But just to back up your point, Mitch, Von Miller struggles against the Kansas City Chiefs.
But Ken, he would tell you it's not just Schwartz blocking him.
Right.
It's about all that's in front of him or behind him, as it were. Like, he's run past it. He's like, well, crud, I can't do this. It's a 25-yard gain. I'm not going to go hit Mahomes now. He didn't have the ball. I'll get kicked out of the game. I mean, so it's just Andy Reid. It's his brilliance in how he'll block you without blocking you.
What makes the Super Bowl great for a lot of people is the pomp and circumstance, the extras, the goofiness of Super Bowl media day, the buildup, everything that goes into it. And of course, we're not having that this year. Just how different is you from your perspective and your opportunity that you've had to talk with the guys getting ready for it, talk to the coaching staff, how different it's been these 2 weeks for them?
Yeah, it's like looking at Venus and Saturn, truthfully, Trent. It's so divergent from last year. And quite honestly, I think that there would be, if the Chiefs did not go last year, I don't want this to sound arrogant. If they wouldn't have gone last year, I think there would have been some pawing in the dirt from players and staff of, like, what are we missing? Like, we waited all of our lives to go to this, and now we're not going to go to this. I mean, there's nothing going on. It's been drastically different. You're right. It's like the Olympic Games. That whole week prior to the game, international people are there. I mean, they converge on the Super Bowl. It's really crazy. So it's like the World Cup, maybe. But this year, nothing. I mean, it just feels like, hey, let's go play a road game and try to, oh, by the way, if you win this road game, you're the Super Bowl champions. It has been as different as you can imagine.
Steve Spagnuolo, when he looks at Tampa Bay and the weapons mm-hmm. that Brady has, and by the sounds of things, Antonio Brown is really iffy at this point. He was very coy yesterday when he was asked, but they've got Gronk, and Goodwin is back, and Mike Evans is Mike Evans. What do you think, Spagnuolo? What's worrying Spagnuolo about the Buccaneers offense?
That Tom Brady's got where he wants it, and that is, it's now New England. Tom Brady has the Tampa Bay offense where he had New England. And here's why. Hear me out. Now, Tom Brady did throw the ball downfield more than anybody in the league this year in 21-plus air yards. Not his deal, but he did it. No risk it, no biscuit or whatever. Still prove I can got it. But stop and back up the Hy-Vee truck here, because in the playoffs, Tom Brady has gone back. Guys, when it gets tough in the NFL in the playoffs, guys in the NFL don't change their underwear very often. He is right back to focusing on the running backs and the tight ends in the passing game. And it's not Gronk. It's Cam Brate.
Yeah.
Hear me out on this. With Leonard Fournette, he has been targeted 17 times in the passing game with 14 receptions. And Cam Brate has been targeted 16 times with 11 receptions. Gronk's only got 7 targets with 2 catches. So here, but the point is, Tom Brady in his 3 playoff wins have targeted the running back / tight end 37 times, and that great wide receiver core they've got, 31. So to me, you ask what worries Spags? Defending the second level, tight ends and running backs, and then don't get him in the red zone because Evans is a monster down there, Mike Evans. But this is still a running back tight end centric game, and that's the way Tom Brady's won his last 2 Super Bowls.
L'Jarius Sneed back off the concussion protocol. He passed that earlier in the week. How about a couple of guys that didn't play in the AFC Championship game on the other side, the offensive side of the football? What can you tell us about Sammy Watkins, who says that he thinks he's going to play, the uncertainty with him, and then Le'Veon Bell?
Honestly, it is day-to-day, and I'm not skirting your question, Trent. Mm-hmm. It's not day-to-day on the injury report. It's like day-to-day to what do you have? We're going to give you a little more. We're going to give you a little more juice. Now, what do you have? Now, what do you have? Because here's what has to come into consideration with those two guys. Neither one of them play any special teams. And if you've got a reserve running back or a third right receiver, second, third, fourth wide receiver, it's helpful if they play running special teams. If you put both of those guys up in this game, you are essentially taking 2 key pieces out of your 4 core special teams. And we've seen special teams decide Super Bowls, could decide this one. So when you make your roster, and I'm putting it together, you're going, hey, well, let's have Le'Veon Bell for 10 snaps and Sammy for 10. You really can't do that in the NFL with 2 guys. It limits you so much in what because you don't have an unlimited roster. You still only have 48 guys that will be available for this game.
Mitch, before we get to the keys of the game with you, and you're sponsored by Papa John's here in Central Iowa, and we're grateful for that relationship. I was kind of surprised on one hand. Look, Vita Vea is a great player, but Patrick yeah. Mahomes brought up him, not JPP necessarily, not Shaq Barrett and Ndamukong Suh and the like, but it was Vita Vea that he pointed out that he has to know, and the offensive line needs to know where he's at all times.
Yeah, since he has been active and healthy, he didn't play against the Chiefs in the first game. He's made all the difference in the world for them because he just caves you in the middle. Uh-huh. It's where Tom Brady hates to be pressured. And that's where the Chiefs have been able to get to Tom Brady. Keep in mind now, Brady's beaten the Chiefs twice in the playoffs, but the Chiefs have beaten him in the regular season 4 of the last 5 times. And had him beaten the AFC Championship game, had it not been that offside penalty that's now so famous or infamous as it were. So to answer your question, Ken, it is the middle pressure mm-hmm. and the fact that he is so powerful that he can kind of just overwhelm Austin Ryder, who's not one of the biggest centers. He's not Rodney Hudson of the Raiders and former Chief. And so if you single block him in the middle in that A-gap, that's the closest to the heartbeat there, mm-hmm. both for Brady and for Mahomes. Outside rush is one thing. We've seen Mahomes escape that. We've seen him just back up at 14 yards to throw the wasp and 50 yards in the air. Now, that is one countermeasure that Brady does not have that Mahomes has, is that mobility and not just going side to side, but backing up. Videa now becomes a stud in the middle. He has been a big part of creating that outside pressure. Just ask the Packers.
Last thing for you, what's the key to the Chiefs winning? Is this a high-scoring game? So how about those two, and we'll let you go?
It'll be in the 30s. It's 30s, yeah. It's in that 35-31 range.
Okay.
35-31 range, and we've pretty much hit it. But you also, Tampa Bay's, they are the New England Patriots of 2018. They're living off defense and takeaways, Ken. They have 7 takeaways. If you limit takeaways and just realize this is a 60-minute, 70-snap, 10-possession game, you are looking at the summit again. You have a chance to climb a second mountaintop that you didn't necessarily thought you could or would be able to climb, but just it's 60 minutes, 70 snaps, 10 possessions. Handle it that way. Stay away from the takeaways, and Tampa needs the takeaways to win this game.
Papa John's going to be busy on Super Bowl Sunday, probably all weekend. The stuffed crust pizza, let's talk about that, Mitch.
I can't stop talking about it. It's best pizza I've ever had. Seriously, I don't know who did the R&D in this for Papa John's. I know I joke about him with the Donaldsons and stuff, but I ain't joking about this. It is so good. They just got it right with this. So, yes, here we go. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Check it out all weekend long at papajohns.com. And then with the Donaldsons, you're not just eating pizza. You're helping Central Iowa because they are so benevolent with what they do, and they share it with folks like JDRF and the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. So appreciate them. Appreciate you guys. Here we go. Got to try to win it back-to-back.
We appreciate what you've done, joining us every day in August during training camp and then weekly throughout the season. Thank you, Mitch Holtis. I really appreciate it.
Honestly, thank you guys, and thanks to everybody in Des Moines and Central Iowa. Appreciate their spirit.
Good to talk to you. Thanks, Mitch. Have fun. Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Good stuff out of Mitch. Really, I mean that. That's good content in August. You know, you think daily training camp reports, but it's really good stuff. And he's such a great presenter of it, right? He's got a great sense of humor. We see so many people that reach out to us that just love the fact that he localizes Des Moines.
And
he knows
the city.
The cities, the towns around Iowa. He's great. Great. Certainly a big plus for our radio program.
Love having that. Are you, first of all, did you see Mattress Mac?
Yeah,
is back.
Just under $3.5 million on Tampa Bay.
On Tampa. For people that don't know the story of Mattress Mac, this is a guy that owns Gallery Furniture, is it?
Yep.
Down in Texas.
In Houston,
Nationwide company. They, for years, sponsored a bowl game, GalleryFurniture.com bowl game. Yep. But he puts these big wagers out there, but he's already put it together where he's going to win regardless because he has
he's hedging, right?
Yes, he's going to have people that buy furniture at interest-free or even no price certain times. They do all kinds of wild things. So he's either going to have people buy $3 million-ish worth of furniture and be good there, or the other side, let's bet it. And that's what he's doing here.
Didn't we first hear about his gambling? Darren Revelle followed him in the Astros World Series run, correct?
Yep. Yes.
And he was betting.
And he had done it before, but this was when it became a bigger national story.
Well, we'll come back. We got a big game in our state tonight. If you listen, it is a national story. A lot of folks talking about this game, 7 versus 8, the Buckeyes and the Hawkeyes. It's 6 o'clock on Big ESPN. If you can't be in front of your TV, of course, you can listen down the hall here on 1040 WHO. Miller and Condon back to wrap it up. You had another win last night.
I did.
Another outright
dog that won.
That's back-to-back nights for you.
I got to show you my sheep from yesterday. Played 7 games.
And?
7-0.
Jeez, how about that?
Heating up!
You are.
Let's go.
By the sounds of things. Well, we'll see if we can run that streak to 3 days in a row. We're back to wrap up a Thursday edition of Miller and Condon on 1460 KXNO and 101.
You get your podcasts.
The 55th big game is this weekend. 55. A game this big deserves a big prize, not just some trophy. To finish off the football season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all players a no-brainer of an offer. To celebrate football's finale, DraftKings Sportsbook is doubling your money if a touchdown is scored in the big
game.
That's right. All it takes is for one touchdown to be scored Sunday night, and boom, bang, your money is doubled. Sounds like a no-brainer. And don't forget about DraftKings' Big Game Prediction Challenge with up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs. And instant prizes for everyone who enters the contest.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code KXNO to get a shot at doubling your money if a touchdown is scored in Sunday's game. That's promo code KXNO to get a shot at doubling your money during Sunday night's season finale. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Iowa only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/prediction-challenge-DFS for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800. All right, just about 10 minutes before noon. Loyola Drake, both games have now been picked up.
Yes.
The game on Saturday is 11 o'clock on the 13th. And by the way, there's apparently when we had Coach DeVries yesterday, at the time anyway, there were still tickets available for this one. Cappy, who joined us in the next segment after Coach DeVries, says this Loyola team is legit. Mm-hmm. Sounds like we're going to have a couple of really good basketball games in our city, and they'll be both televised ESPN2 on Saturday. And then the Sunday, the Valentine's Day, 5 o'clock tip is on the U. Well, don't forget, by the way, we have our little contest going on against the Fanatics. We're all playing for our different charities. Chris Williams, I think we, in case you hadn't heard, Chris is 0 for 10.
Mr. 0 and 10.
Have you seen the slate of games? Look, I think him and John Liebel, who's the ad rep for Wild Rose and for DraftKings, there's clearly some shenanigans at play here.
We're calling shenanigans.
Well, see some of the props that they put out there. Clearly, Chris had something to do with this. He was embarrassed. And now they're trying to pave the way for him to save a little face.
Well, not only that, now we're getting bonus points to give him an opportunity to
win
get back in it.
Right.
You know, if it was you or I that were struggling and was behind, they wouldn't be putting this together.
No, absolutely not.
What's going on over there?
Liebel and Williams.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But you know what? We'll just be better. We'll win it again.
Well, we were last week. That's for certain. I'm playing for the Food Bank of Iowa. You for Special Olympics. Chris for Children's Cancer. I'm probably a Baldrick's thing that he's involved with. And I don't remember who Petey. Yes, I do. It's Boys and Girls Club.
Yes.
For Ross Peterson. So good fun with the folks at DraftKings and the Wild Rose properties.
And a lot of great deals going on at DraftKings.
Oh, boy.
Certainly. Either for new users or existing users, if there's a touchdown scored, if you already have a DraftKings account, I'm sure most everybody that listens to us probably already does,
right.
But if you do, $25, that's the max wager you can do, but put it in there. If there's a touchdown in the game, you're going to get $25 extra.
You think
dollars.
That'll really happen, though, Trent?
Final, 6-4.
Yeah.
We get the 2004 Iowa Penn State game.
You know what? I love that game.
I do, too.
I love that
game. I get upset, visibly upset when I see national guys making fun of that game.
That was a hell of a game.
I said, if you didn't watch that game, yes, the score's funny.
Right, right.
But that game was hard-nosed, physical. It was a thinking man's game. Iowa taking the safety late and knowing Penn State, they can't move the ball. We'll give them 2 points because they're not going to kick a field goal to beat us.
Right.
That game was awesome.
And you know what? You know what else separates it? We remember that game.
There
have been a lot of Hawkeye and Cyclone games in our careers that we've opined about, but you know, can't recall one like that. But that one absolutely is. All right. You're on a roll. You've had two outright dogs. You had Ole Miss a couple of nights ago. Last night, you followed that up with Pitt as a dog. Do you like a dog tonight or just want to give something out to see if you can run the streak to 3 days in a row?
I like favorites. There's one dog that I'm looking at, but it's a smaller conference one. I got to do a little more digging before I feel comfortable giving it out over the air. So, two Big Ten games this evening.
Mm-hmm. Hawks are favored by what?
5. Okay. 5.5, and I do like Iowa. I think they're going to play well tonight.
Okay, and you like the over in the game, too.
I love the over. I'm not a totals player, so I'm not even going to use that as my pick. But right now, I just don't get it. Both these teams are really good offensively. Mm-hmm. Both these teams are not very good defensively. What could it possibly be? How is this number under 160? I'd play it up to 160 and feel pretty comfortable about it. It's at 158 right now. It was 157.5 when we started today. So if you're looking to jump aboard, I'm going to play Iowa tonight. I'm going to jump on the Hawkeyes. But my favorite is Rutgers. They're starting to round back into
form.
Yeah,
they are.
And we know Minnesota, what they are away from the barn, as they will be tonight at the rack. Lay the 5 with Rutgers tonight. There's my pick of the evening.
Well, good stuff. So as we've done every Friday before the Super Bowl, we like to get our voices that have joined us. Mm-hmm. Voice that joins us, Dave Syndicate on the Packers, Jeff Hughes on the Bears. We'll get their take on the Super Bowl and their take as their teams about to head into the, well, they're in the offseason, but it's about to ratchet up. Perhaps Ted Glover on the Vikings will do that tomorrow. Tom Caker will be here. We'll give you an opportunity to win some Claxon's Barbecue about this time tomorrow. We'll just be wrapping that up. Our picks on the game as well. You know, I remembered last night, it just dawned on me. I have Tampa Bay at 9-1. Before the playoffs started, I bet Tampa Bay.
Oh, really?
I bet Tampa Bay, and who did I bet in the AFC?
Was it Buffalo?
No, it was, they got beaten the, what the hell did they bet? I bet Cleveland? Might have bet Cleveland.
Okay.
But regardless, they got shot down very quickly. But I got Tampa at 9-1.
Another one of those, when everything opened up January 1st, I opened accounts with a bunch of different places. I took one of the $25 free bets, I think it was from Bet Rivers that I got, and I threw it on Kansas City at the time, who was plus 250 to win the Super Bowl. Now at that, it's a free bet, not going to hedge it, but those free bets, they come in really handy too.
Yeah, I'll say.
Again, keep your eye out. If you're a gambler, if you like to play, there are going to be so many of these offers that are going to be creeping up here in the next few days.
And they haven't gone away, and now we're into week five, I believe, of this.
Yeah. How much longer does this last?
I don't know. Fingers crossed. It keeps going. They're fighting for the business, and there's more gambling companies that are trying to come into our state, which is good for us, the better.
I just heard Circa this summer will be coming into our state.
Good.
I believe with Wild Rose. I heard...
Well, they do have a skin left.
Yes, and it was a national podcast I was talking about it.
Good.
A guy that works for Circa said they'll be in our state this summer.
Trent, I can't wait to get to Vegas to go to that sports book in downtown Vegas. It's just amazing.
Go swimming?
No, I don't think they'll do that. we'll be back tomorrow, but next local program, of course, Murph and Andy at 2, the Fanatics at 4. I'm guessing Cyclone Fanatic Radio tonight at 6. Morning Rush tomorrow at 6 a.m. We're Miller and Condon, weekdays 10 to noon on 1460 KXNO and 106.3 FM.